time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
And welcome to Mining Stock Daily. I'm Kylie Williams, filling in for Trevor Hall, who is at the Gold Forum Europe in Zurich this week. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th. Starting Sunday evening, June gold traded as low as $2,320 and as high as $2,372. The price, of course, gapped down at the COMEX open, but then managed to climb back out that hole and closed the afternoon Globex session at $2,358, which is up $12 from Friday's close. May silver travelled the same price path as gold, only with higher volatility. Silver traded as low as $26.97 Sunday night and as high as $28.20. After bouncing around during the COMEX hours, silver closed in the afternoon at $27.97, up 37 cents from Friday. The Mining Stock Journal noted that both metals continue to be resilient against all efforts by the banks to push them lower. The mining stocks continue to distrust the big move in the metals as the ARCA Gold Bugs Index fell 1% and the GDX declined 0.7%. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers in just a moment, but first a word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver is focused on becoming one of the world's largest single-asset silver producers through the exploration and development of the 100% owned Puenco Copala Silver Gold District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The company consolidated this historic district in 2019 and have now completed over 325,000 meters of drilling. The company has the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver resource. Learn more at vizslasilvercorp.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Another day, another mine coming online, this time from Eastern Canada. Equinox Gold provided an update on progress at its Greenstone project in Ontario, Canada. The Greenstone project is being developed as a 60-40 partnership, respectively, by Equinox Gold and Orion Mine Finance Group, and will be one of the largest gold mines in Canada, producing approximately 400,000 ounces of gold annually for the first 5 years, and more than 5 million ounces of gold over its initial 14-year mine life. Ore was introduced into the grinding circuit on April 6, with first gold pour expected in May. More than 1.5 million tonnes of ore have been stockpiled, and 70,000 tonnes of low-grade ore have been pre-crushed to use for early commissioning feed. Progressively higher-grade ore will be fed into the mill as production ramps up towards planned throughput of 27,000 tonnes per day, with commercial production targeted for Q3 2024. Equinox trade on the TSX as EQX and on the New York Stock Exchange American as EQX. West Red Lake Gold Mines announced the arrival of a second underground diamond rig at its 100% owned Marsden mine located in the Red Lake Gold District of northwestern Ontario, Canada. In response to the recent drilling success at the newly defined North Austin Zone, a second diamond drill has been added at Marsden to continue growing and de-risking this high-priority near-mine resource area. Based on positive results from recent underground drilling programs at Marsden, two near-mine expansion areas, named North and South Austin, have been prioritized for immediate expansion and infill drilling. West Red Lake trade on the TSXV as WRLG and on the OTCQB as WRLGF. Viva Gold, provides initial assay results today for three holes from the recently completed 10-hole, 1,515-meter reverse circulation, or RC, drilling program at its 100% owned Toonpa Gold Project in the prolific Walker Lane Mineral Trend in Western Nevada. These first three RC holes were drilled to offset widely spaced gold intercepts from the 2022 and 2023 drill programs on the north side of the 2022 Preliminary Economic Assessment main pit area, an area that had previously been considered waste in the resource model. All gold and silver intercepts in these first three holes were in tertiary volcanics. Viva Trade on the TSX Venture as VAU and on the OTCQB as VAUCF. And on to some lithium news. Champion Electric Metals reports that it has encountered lithium mineralized pegmatite during its maiden drill program at the lithium property in James Bay, Quebec. The first intercept came from a diamond core hole collared approximately 480 meters up ice from the previously reported till sample containing thousands of spodumene grains and several spodumene mineralized pegmatite boulders. The mineral system remains open to the northeast. While drilling hole EIQ24007, Champion Electric's team intersected approximately 19.1 meters of spodumene-bearing pegmatite from 730 to 26.4 meters downhole, beneath about 6 meters of overburden. Experienced geologists on site used visual and UV light methods to confirm the presence of spodumene and reconfirmed the mineral identification after sharing photographic evidence with the broader team. Champion Trade on the CSE as LTHM, on the OTCQB as CHELF, and on the FSE as 1QB0. And finally today, bringing you some graphite news. Titan Mining has received assays from the initial phase of trenching and from the initial 15 drill holes of the company's ongoing graphite exploration program focused on mineralization within the fully permitted footprint of the company's 100% owned Empire State Mine in upstate New York. Titan CEO Don Taylor commented, quote, "The results have provided definitive evidence that the potential size and grade of the deposit are significant and present, and present Titan with an early entry opportunity into the US graphite market. The Kilbourne target being tested is amenable to open pit mining on permitted ground," end quote. Surface drilling at Kilbourne has focused on delineating the thickness and grade of the historically documented graphite mineralization within the company's active mine permit. To date, 21 core holes have been completed, totaling 2,242 meters of drilling. The company has received assays from 15 of the 21 completed holes. Titan Trade on the TSX as TI. And that's it for this morning. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.